Hello, welcome back to the third and final part of Chapter 2 of A Ball at Pemberley. This is all brought to you by the Austin Twitter Project. The whole of this has been written, or will be written, over Twitter. Once again, the hashtag is A4T, and the website address is austinproject.com. Sir, you've received a letter from Miss Tilney. His valet, Albert, appeared at his side, bearing the folded paper sealed with red wax. Willoughby recognized the fluent script of its sender, though not why she had sought him after their brief flirtation. Was she, perhaps, interested still? His heart bruised, but not broken from their parting, he smiled. Elsewhere, the invitation had arrived. Mr. Collins, with much delight, called after his wife to share in the glorious declarations of the ball. "My dear Charlotte, my cousin has invited us to the Pemberley Ball. Such generosity has been shown." Mrs. Collins was delighted her dear friend Elizabeth had requested they attend such an evening. "My dearest, this shall be a sight. I hear the tapestries of Pemberley are something to behold upon sight. They are, of course, in comparison to Rosings, not as grand," Mr. Collins replied, "for Lady Catherine de Bourgh has added much improvement to her own." "Why, my dear Mr. Collins, we have not yet been to Pemberley. I am sure we cannot judge without seeing." With the prospect of seeing her dearest friend, Charlotte was very encouraged at the mere thought of the ball, for Charlotte had longed to see her friend. "Oh, I am delighted by this news, Mr. Collins. It has been such a long time since I saw my dear friend Lizzie. This brightens my day. Oh, but dear, let me even brighten your day more, like I always do, since it is time for our daily reading time. Let me read aloud to you from one of my own personal favourites and Lady Catherine de Bourgh's recommendations, for Dice's Sermons, which I know you so thoroughly enjoy. As I often say, nothing can be as advantageous as instruction." Charlotte Collins glanced at the invitation once more, before turning her gaze to her husband. "Obviously, nothing could possibly brighten my day more than our beloved reading time, darling. Except for an invitation to one of the most splendid and amusing events of the year." Amongst other things, Charlotte thought to herself, and with a small smile, she followed her husband to the drawing room, firmly holding on to not only the actual piece of paper, but also the thought of this precious invitation. Not so far from where Mr. and Mrs. Collins luxuriated in anticipatory revelry was a rather different response to the glossy invitation. Still seething over the iniquity of Mr. Darcy's horrid choice, Lady Catherine de Bourgh contemplated adding the shredded contents of the invitation to one of her gardens, and, in her esteemed opinion, Rosings Park featured some of the finest horticulture around. She experienced a change of heart, however, when she considered the alternative, suffering through one of Mr. Collins's dreadful sermons. And though her daughter Anne was, of course, far superior to that mercenary girl Elizabeth, who had poisoned the family arbor with such discouraging qualities as gumption and individuality, and worst of all, mediocre pianoforte playing, Lady Catherine felt it was her duty to rid Pemberley of its pollution. And by that, she meant Bennets. Lots and lots of Bennets. Yes, she could see that it was her unpleasant duty to attend the Pemberley Ball and try to clear the environs of those verminous Bennets, and perhaps there might even be a gentleman of suitable rank for Anne. Surely Darcy had not given over all his upbringing and connections. And with that, we take a break. That's the end of Chapter 2 there, of A Ball at Pemberley. Excellent. The story is going very well so far. I'm very, very, very impressed and very honoured to be here reading this out, knowing that later on people are going to be listening to me. So thank you for the honour.